This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is renewing support for President Joe Biden's reelection bid while also not ruling out his own potential White House run. Pritzker's remarks came yesterday after he and other Democratic governors met with Biden about the damage from his debate against Republican Donald Trump. Biden insists he's not dropping out of the presidential race, but it hasn't quelled talk of Pritzker and others becoming possible replacements. He would not rule that out if Biden ends his candidacy.
What I can tell you is I'm not engaging in any hypotheticals. You can see that I'm all in for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm going to go out there and wholeheartedly campaign for him.
Pritzker also downplayed any chances of a brokered Democratic convention next month in Chicago. The city of Chicago's inspector general says there's plenty of history to support firing police officers with extremist affiliations. Back in the 1960s, the Chicago Police Department used a rule against discrediting the force to terminate officers who joined the Ku Klux Klan. Now, IG Deborah Witzberg says that same rule should be applied to CPD employees associated with the Oath Keepers, a national anti-government group.
If it was good enough for the Klan, it's good enough for the Oath Keepers.
But a police investigation ended in April with no action against 8 cops on the Oath Keepers membership list. And yesterday, Witzberg said police rejected her call to reopen those cases. Leaders of Chicago area transit agencies don't think merging is the way to go. State lawmakers called the heads of Metra, PACE, the RTA, and the CTA to the first of several hearings about the future of public transportation in the region. Lawmakers are considering a measure to put the agencies under one roof. PACE Executive Director Melinda Metzger worries about suburban representation if that happens.
I cover, 3,500 square miles, 15 times the city of Chicago. To put us all under one board, the needs of the suburban areas, the farther away areas, will not be met as well as they're met right now.
All 4 agencies think it's important to increase service and improve reliability as ridership levels continue their slow post-pandemic rebound. But that's going to require a lot more state and federal help. Rush Medical Center's Substance Use Disorder Center of Excellence hosted an opioid overdose prevention workshop at Larry's Barber College on the South Side yesterday. Family nurse practitioner Keisha House led the workshop. She says Rush presented at the Barber College because such environments can be intimate community spaces for Black people.
We go and we have what's called shop talk. We like to say, we get good tea or good information when you go to the barbershop.
House hopes educating beauty students will help informally spread awareness to the community. She says Rush is giving similar presentations to service industry workers across the South Side. That's because resources and education on opioid abuse is more limited there. Some other things you should know today. A 17-year-old girl has died days after she was shot in Chicago's North Lawndale neighborhood. The Sun-Times reports Erin Asia Medley was shot Friday. She died of her injuries yesterday. She is the 21st person to die in Chicago from shootings over the extended 4th of July weekend. More than 100 people were killed or wounded. A boil water order has been issued for Chicago's Beverly, Morgan Park, and Auburn Gresham neighborhoods after a water main at the Roseland pumping station started leaking. The water main is back online, but Mayor Brandon Johnson's office says the boil water order remains in effect out of an abundance of caution. This impacts Chicagoans east of Sacramento Avenue and west of I-57, and north of 119th Street, south of 87th Street, and southwest of Beverly Avenue. They should bring water to a full rolling boil for at least 5 minutes. Free bottled water is also available at Ridge Park. Today's weather. Parts of northern Illinois and northwest Indiana remain under flood watch until 1 p.m. today. The National Weather Service is warning swimmers to stay out of Lake Michigan through this evening. The beach hazard statement warns of high waves and dangerous currents along Lake Michigan beaches. There will be breaks of sun this afternoon and highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting similar temperatures, but partly cloudy skies. Later today, Anthony Spaulding was incarcerated for nearly 3 decades, starting when he was just a teenager.
I don't want to say it was a blessing that I got locked up and incarcerated, but it definitely gave me the time to sit down and to reevaluate, you know, my life and what's important to you.
Now he's been out and working as a barber for a couple of years, and he's performing his one-man show at Second City. My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to Anthony about his show, To Cut a Barber's Hands. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.